beautiful Chassam Sefer on the Choshen. It says that the Choshen was worn by Aaron HaKohen, and they had in it the Urim V'Tumim. Urim V'Tumim, Rashi says, was this name of Hashem that was hidden inside the fold of the Choshen, and it had the power to instruct the Jews prophetically about various national questions that they had, whether it pertains to security or the other issues. They would have Hashem answer through the breastplate, through the Choshen. So says some Sefer, in essence, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't need that, because Moshe Rabbeinu was there to answer all the questions. So Aaron HaKohen was wearing the Choshen, and instead of consulting Aaron HaKohen on these major questions of decision making, they didn't need it. Aaron HaKohen was just wearing the Choshen as part one of the garments, because the Choshen's purpose was not just to be a resource for prophetic answers. We know at the time of Bai Sheni, they didn't have the name of Hashem hidden in the fold. They lost that. They didn't have the power. The Choshen didn't have the power to answer these vital questions through prophecy. But nevertheless, the Kohen Gadol wore it during Bai Sheni too, because it's essential that he has eight garments. As part of the eight garments, it's still a garment and it's a valid garment. But they didn't have that magical power that it had during the first bais. Says the Chasam Sefer, during the entire time in the Midbar, until Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, it also wasn't used for this purpose at all, because Moshe is the one who had direct instructions from Hashem. So in a way, Aaron HaKohen's importance was somewhat marginalized by the fact that instead of him being the resource to answer very important questions, it all came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Chasam Sefer, a beautiful thing. I think I mentioned this Medrash already, that it says, why was Aaron HaKohen merited to wear the Choshen? It's because when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that he's appointing him as messenger to lead the Jews, take them out of Mitzrayim, Moshe was worried that Aaron is a senior to him, is older than him, that the leadership should be given to him. It's going to be somewhat of a hurtful thing for Aaron to find out that his younger brother became the leader, not him. So Hashem says to Moshe, no, no, you're wrong. Aaron HaKohen will be very happy for you. He'll be very happy. So the Chazal say that in the schus of Aaron HaKohen, not only not being jealous of his younger brother Moshe for being given the leadership, the mantle of leadership, but moreover, he was so happy for him. He had absolutely no jealousy whatsoever. In that schus, he wore the Choshen. What is the connection between wearing the Choshen and Aaron HaKohen's happiness for Moshe's ascent to prominence? So says from Sefer, now we understand. Dafka Aaron HaKohen, who was so humble and had absolutely totally self-effacing, he had absolutely no ego whatsoever and had no jealousy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Dafka, he was able to wear the Choshen during Moshe Rabbeinu's time, when the Choshen was not used in terms of getting divine instructions. The divine instructions didn't come to the Jewish people through Aaron HaKohen, it came through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Aaron, who was the type who was not jealous and looked to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was 3 years younger than him, Dafka Aaron HaKohen was able to read Choshen with complete love and happiness, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the true resource for divine instructions, and that's what made him eligible for that.